What investors do. Regardless of what I invest in, be it a company, real estate, or a paper asset, before I invest, I run through the 5-step checklist. For example, before investing in a piece of real estate, I run through the checklist. Number 1. Earn or create. I do not want earned income. If I choose a property correctly, it will create passive income plus phantom income, which are the lowest taxed incomes. Number 2. Manage. I work to reduce my expenses, increase my income, choose when I pay my taxes, and reduce my taxable income. If there are losses, I can use those losses to my advantage. Number 3. Leverage. Real estate is the easiest of all investments to leverage. 80 to 90% leverage is not uncommon. The tax department offers additional leverage through tax incentives, which are numerous. Number 4. Protect. I protect my property with different types of insurance. I also protect my property with different corporate entities. I protect my ideas with copyrights, trademarks, and patents. Number 5. Exit. Rather than sell my property, which would trigger a taxable event, I often exchange my property without paying taxes, or I can borrow out the equity tax-free and invest my tax-free borrowed money in whatever I want. I realize that this has been an oversimplified example of how this 5-step checklist is used. In real life, there is far more detail with each step. In many ways, though, this checklist could be used as a rough guide for a business plan for any investment. Nothing ever goes exactly as planned, yet this 5-step checklist can assist you in quickly evaluating the pros and cons of any investment you may want to put your money to work in. The best way to get rich. Many people seem to think that investing is simply throwing money at some hot deal and hoping to strike it rich, or just turning it over to a total stranger and hoping that stranger or that company returns your money to you someday. That is not investing. It is gambling. Regardless if you invest in businesses, real estate, or paper assets, treat those assets and your money with the same respect you want for yourself. If you will do that, your money and those assets will grow and make your life easier and more abundant. Take care of your money and your assets, and they will take care of you. Conclusion. Winner or loser? When Rich Dad first showed me the 4 quarters of the game of money, I was just starting the 1st quarter and did not have much respect for it. I was 25 years old, and all I thought about was winning, even though I was not certain I could. Although I technically won my money game at the end of the 2nd quarter, I know the game is not over. We all know of people who were winners in 1 quarter of the game and wound up losers later in the game. My personal concern is that there are millions of people today who are working hard but losing the game. One reason that they are losing the game is that many people are simply avoiding the game. And if they are in the game, investing in their retirement plans, many are not achieving high returns because they are diversified in one asset class, primarily paper assets, which means they lack the synergy between asset classes. In addition, too many people turn over their hard-earned money either to the government in the form of excessive taxes or to total strangers who pay themselves first and may or may not return their money to them when they need it. Before ending this program, I want to pass on one bit of wisdom gained from playing the game rather than playing it safe. The best part of playing the game of money, regardless of whether I was winning or losing, is that I got better at the game. Unfortunately, too many people will ultimately lose the game of money simply because they have spent their lives avoiding losing. Instead of playing to win, too many people have played the game of playing not to lose. As I begin the 4th quarter of my money game, I know that winning and losing are part of any game. The difference for me is that I've learned to enjoy the game. So for those of you who are contemplating taking control of your money and investing it yourself, rather than turning it over to strangers, these are the important points about the game. Remember that, number 1, losing is part of winning. Number 2, the more you play, the better you get. Number 3, the better you get, the better your team gets. Number 4, the better your team gets, the more you enjoy the game. Number 5, the more you enjoy the game, the better your chances of improving your score. As Rich Dad said, the game of money is not really about money. It is about how well you play the game.
This has been a Time Warner Audiobooks production of Rich Dad's Who Took My Money? Why Slow Investors Lose and How Fast Money Wins. written by Robert T. Kiyosaki and Sharon L. Lecter, CPA, and read by Jim Ward, with special commentary by the authors. Executive producer, Maya Thomas. Produced and directed by Art Insana. Production supervised by Dennis Kao. Abridged by Kim Smith and Dennis Kao. Rich Dad's Who Took My Money is also available in paperback from Warner Books. To listen to samples or read more about the authors, please visit Time Warner Audiobooks website at twbookmark.com.